AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here. The Butler Auto pregame show as we get you set here for game two. The Skanivas girls, the four seed against one seed Edmiston Morris. And the winner of this game will get two seed Cherry Valley Springfield in the championship game on Saturday at 2 o'clock. That's a tentative start time. I'm sure they'll lock it in right after this game here tonight, and we know what the matchup is. Of course, it's the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the biggest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney, and at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Coach, we're back again, game two. They don't give you much of a rest here, but, you know, another good basketball game on tap from teams that know each other very, very well.
Yeah, you have Skanivas coming in as the number four seed with an overall record of 15-6. They were the Tri-Valley League runner-up. And you have Edmiston Morris as the number one seed with a record of 19-2. And they were the Tri-Valley League number one seed in the postseason tournament. So two good quality basketball teams here in our second matchup in the Section 4 Class D girls semifinal.
Coach, one thing I was interested about is this time of the year, you know, a team like Skanivas that played in the Tri-Valley Championship, then you have a kind of a long break before you play your first sectional game, and then kind of another long break with a weekend mixed in there. How do you keep your team sharp if you're any of these semifinal teams this time of the year? Or is it just old hat at that point?
Well, I think you can be creative in practice and what you do. If I had a team, like the one time I had several teams at Unitego that made it this far as girls, and I had one boys team at GMU that made it this far, and I was involved in a couple of teams with Oneana that made it all the way to the state championship, is you just have to be creative in practice. Maybe come up with some new drills or some new shooting contests, or, you know, mix up the teams and, you know, not play your starters against the second string every time in practice. And you also want to give some days off where maybe you come in and, hey, all we're going to do today is just shoot, and that's it. We would call it just shoot around. So maybe we'd come in and just have the ball in our hands, shoot free throws, maybe make some free throw shooting games up, and just spend some time together and maybe not get up and down and run, because at this point in the season, you want fresh legs when you come into these important sectional games.
Coach and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more on the Butler Auto pregame show. Skanivas and Cherry Valley Springfield tonight on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Up next here, as we said, it's the Edmiston Morris girls taking on Skanivas in the other Section 4 Class D girls basketball semifinal. Edmiston Morris is the one seed. Skanivas is the four seed. And I'm sure for Edmiston Morris, they got knocked out of the Tri-Valley playoff in the semifinals by CBS. I'm sure this is kind of their redemption tour. They'd like to maybe get to a final and have another chance to see CVS.
Yeah, you always like to see a team that you lost to earlier in the year in sectionals kind of to, you know, get a little payback and have another chance at a victory against them. So it'll be interesting to see how these two teams come out. They did have a matchup earlier in the season. They only played once. It was at Skanivas on January 12th. It was a heck of a game. Edmiston Morris won 44-43. In that game, Molly Reifenberg had 25 points for Edmiston Morris, and Barrett had 16 points for Skanivas, and Autumn Burton had 11. So if we get that game tonight, I'll be very pleased.
Yeah, fingers crossed that we do. We're going to break for the national anthem. We'll be right back with Edmiston Morris and Skanivas on WCDO.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back to SUNY Delhi. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski, as it's the Section 4 Class D girls basketball semifinals. CVS, the Cherry Valley Springfield girls, win the first game, so the winner of this Edmiston Morris and Skanivas game will have the Patriots on Saturday back here at SUNY Delhi. We're going to have updates from Class C again as the Green girls are taking on Moravia. That game also tipping at 7:45, so we will have that for you as well. And just in case you're wondering, Unitego girls falling to Watkins Glen 44-32 in the 6 o'clock game at DC3 in Class C. Greg is going to have our starting lineups here now.
First, for the Skanivas Dragons, the number 4 seed and Coach Les Burton. Number 1, Autumn Burton. Junior number 2, Amber Burton. Junior number 3, Katie Ritten. Junior number 4, Sam Barrett. And a freshman, number 12, Carly Reed. And for Edmiston Morris, the number 1 seed, and coaches Rhoda Flint and Sarah Lawrence. Junior number 2, Hannah Wist. Senior number 3, Avery Bolton. Senior number 11, Haley Lund. Junior number 4, Molly Reifenberg. And senior number 32, Maddie Coleman. I think they might have made a late change in the Edmiston Morris lineup, though, because as I was reading it, I don't think I had the correct lineup there. So we'll keep you updated on that.
We will. The luxury of Edmiston Morris is that they have a very deep bench, and we've seen several different starting lineups for this EM team throughout the season. When these two schools combine, they certainly have athletes all over the table, and case in point is that they won Section 4 Class D in girls soccer and went on to lose to the eventual state champion, Cincinnatus. This is a really good time for Edmiston Morris girls sports in terms of having a great variety of athletes that they can choose from. Skenevis, a young team, no seniors in this starting lineup. The future is bright for head coach Les Burton.
Are you ready, Skenevis?
All right. What do you think about those starters there, coach? Brenna Bolton is the starter.
It looks like they subbed 24, Brenna Bolton, in for number 3, Avery Bolton.
Yes, I think that is correct. And Brenna, a normal starter and a very good player for a freshman. All right, we're underway. Edmiston Morris has got the ball going left to right. Here's Molly Reifenberg. She'll pull it back out now. Edmiston Morris is in the white with the orange trim and the blue trim. Here's Reifenberg for 3 from the left side. It won't go. It says EM across the front of the uniform there for Edmiston Morris. A rebound by Haley Lund, and they'll work it back out. Skenevis is in the royal blue with the gold trim and the white trim. It says Skenevis in gold lettering across the front of the uniform there. EM a long opening possession here after they got the rebound. Here's Hannah Wist dishing one off for Coleman. Pull-up jumper for Maddie is good.
Nice patience on offense there for Edmiston Morris.
We're about a minute in. And an early bucket there by Maddie Coleman, who's worked her way into the starting lineup in the second half of the year. Skenevis with the ball, going right to left. And they'll feed one to the far side. Dragons will pull it back out. Amber Burton now finding Autumn here on the near side, and a 3 for Autumn Burton. And if the Burton sisters can shoot well from the outside, that's key for the Dragons.
And the lines did not seem to be an issue on that one. That didn't touch anything but the net.
Here is Lund with a drive for Edmiston Morris. A little too strong on that left-handed take, and a rebound for Amber Burton. Outlet pass to Autumn Burton down the right side of the floor. Skenevis trying to settle in with an early 3-2 lead. Katie Ritten will now dish one back to Amber Burton and into the corner for Sam Barrett. They'll take it down low. A shot from in close is missed, and then a second chance opportunity. We got a foul on Edmiston Morris. This will send Ritten to the line. 6:20 to go first quarter, and Skenevis out to the early 3-2 lead over Edmiston Morris. Coach, I'm interested. Neither of these teams has played, at least in recent memory, on this floor. So a whole new experience here for these Tri-Valley teams. And the first one is no good at the line for Ritten.
It'll be interesting to see how they fare as we get late in the game and in this bigger court. Are they winded? Are they gassed? Are they good to go?
Second chance is also off the mark there for Katie Ritten, and a rebound for Molly Reifenberg. She got tied up there with Amber Burton, and we got a jump ball. This is going to give it to the Dragons. So nice hustle play there by Skenevis with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Skenevis will have it on the baseline, and they'll look to get it in. It was tapped out of there by Brenna Bolton. It'll stay with the Dragons. So Skenevis will have it that far side corner.
Edmiston Morris opens in a 2-3 zone here.
And so Skenevis will have it at the top of the key. Looking to shuffle it around on offense with Autumn Burton. Skenevis showing a lot of patience here. They feed one back to Amber on the left side. Into the corner. Long 3 here for the Dragons. Halfway down, kind of popped out. Had a weird rotation on it there for Sam Barrett. And a rebound for Edmiston Morris. Here's Hannah Wist in transition. Wist. Left side now for Brenna Bolton. Bolton will pull one back out for Reifenberg. Backdoor pass looking for Wist, and it's taken away here by Autumn Burton.
Just a little too much air under that pass.
Passing ahead now for Sam Barrett. Into the paint. Sam tries to put up a shot that's blocked by Haley Lund. Ball is loose, and both teams scrambling for it. And we're going to have another jump ball. This time it's going to give it back to Edmiston Morris.
Good call there by the officials, though. That easily could have been called a foul, but that ball was on, or a hand, the defender's hand was on top of the ball there, so it was a clear jump ball.
So these two teams, as Coach said during our Butler Auto pregame show, had a heck of a game during the regular season. I didn't get to see that game that night. I was up the road in Worcester at Haley Shaler's 1,000-point game. And so I knew that game was going on right down the road at Skenevis, but I couldn't get there. They were at the same time. But all the reports were that that game was excellent that night. 5:10 to go, first quarter. Here's Reifenberg. Little drive on the left side, and we're going to have a foul on the floor on Skenevis. Good take there by Reifenberg.
Yeah, but again, good patience by Edmiston Morris. I don't think they have a nickname, do they yet?
No, not that I know of. They've just been going by EM. Yeah. So that's something we run into with a lot of these new merged schools. Takes you a while to come up with your new identity if you decide to stick with the merger. Here's Bolton for three. That popped in and out. And a rebound now for Skenevis. Looking ahead for Amber Burton. Burton pulls it down, ropes one ahead for Autumn to the far side. Into the paint now for Sam Barrett. Pull-up jumper is short, kicked back out. Barrett's got it again, and the Dragons keep it alive. With 4:45 to go here in the first quarter, it's Skenevis 3, Edmiston Morris 2. Left side, Barrett wants a three and hits. Sam Barrett dials long distance, and it's 6-2 for Skenevis. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Reifenberg down the right side, splits a trap near midcourt, gets it to Bolton left side as EM goes left to right. Now to Wist. Right side will feed one back to Bolton. Edmiston Morris being patient. They flip one down low for Lund. Muscles it up. It's just a little short. Second chance for her. That also won't go. Ball out of bounds. It'll stay with EM. Last touch by Skenevis as both teams were fighting for it underneath the hoop.
Yeah, good work on the offensive glass there to give Edmiston Morris another possession.
4:10 to go, first quarter. Bolton comes off a screen. Floater is good for Brenna Bolton, the freshman.
Yeah. Nice touch there.
And when she heats up, she's had some big games, over 20 points this year as well. Definitely one to watch in the future. 3:55 to go, first quarter. Skenevis 4, Edmiston, excuse me, Skenevis 6, Edmiston Morris 4. Shot here for Skenevis is no good, and a rebound for Edmiston Morris. Ahead now for Lund. Takes it inside and a foul. With 3:43 to go, first quarter. Foul here is going to be on Sam Barrett. So the first personal on Sam Barrett. And this will send Haley Lund to the line for EM. Back and forth, first quarter here from SUNY Delhi. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski as Lund is able to get the first at the line.
You just get the feeling here in this first 4.5 minutes here that this is going to be back and forth, tight contest the whole game.
3:43 to go in this first quarter. Lund, second shot is good. Two Tri-Valley foes going to go toe-to-toe tonight. We're tied 6-6 with 3:40 to go in the first quarter here at SUNY Delhi, and now a travel by Skenevis. We'll give it back to EM.
EM basketball.
So Edmiston Morris will have it at midcourt with Hannah Wist. An All-State selection this year for the EM soccer team and one of the best Class D players in the area for soccer. Feeds one far side for Haley Lund. Tries to whip one back out. Intercepted by the Dragons. And here they come. Ahead now for Amber Burton. In transition. Amber puts it up. Shot won't go. Second chance for the Dragons. Also won't go down. And a rebound for Maddie Coleman underneath for EM. And an outlet pass to Reifenberg. Reifenberg near midcourt. They'll need her to get going here tonight. Averaging right around 18 a game for EM. Wist to the left side, whips one across, finds Bolton. The three is a side-winding shot that goes too far. Rebound for EM, and they keep it alive with 2:55 to go in the first. Reifenberg into the paint, forced up a jumper, wouldn't go. Coleman the rebound, that's off. And then a jump ball as Haley Lund tried to bring it down. She got tied up with Amber Burton. 2:50 to go in the first. We're tied 6-6. The arrow will give it back to Skenevis here, Coach. How do you feel about these two teams settling in?
Well, I think they're both doing a nice job on offense. They're executing and being patient, but they're just not able to get the ball in the hoop.
Autumn Burton will bring it down the floor, finds Amber, and to the left side, they'll kick one for Sam Barrett. High post for the Dragons, and it's taken away, but they managed to hold on to it. A baseline drive here for Skenevis, rolls off the front of the hoop, and on the rebound, we'll have a foul. That was Carly Reed that brought it down. She got hammered there, and she'll head to the line.
Both teams are doing a really nice job on the offensive boards, creating second chance opportunities for themselves. So we'll see if that continues. There's really not a significant height advantage for either team here.
So Skinevas at the line, and the first shot is in and out for Reed. So a low-scoring affair so far, 6-6.
How did that not go in? Like,
I know. I thought the same thing.
Like 90% of the way in, and almost like there was somebody inside the rim saying, no, get out of here.
Second chance. That one is also a miss, and a rebound by Hannah Wist. Wist in transition. Near midcourt, dribbles through traffic, and now we'll want to slow it down with 2:20 to go in the first. Good pass to the interior for Haley Lund, and she hits it. The bank is open, and she scores. And she's going to head to the line for the three-point play try. Lund with four early points, and it's 8-6 with 2:15 to go in the first quarter.
And possible early foul trouble here for the Dragons as their leading scorer, Sam Barrett, has picked up her second foul here with 2:18 left in the first quarter.
So Lund at the line. And, oh, the bank is open again. Banks it in, and she's got 5 points. And it's 9-6. 2:15 to go in this first quarter. Now a steal by Molly Reifenberg at midcourt. Wants to take it in and scores. Reifenberg scores. And Skinevas wants a timeout. Les Burton says we want to chat about that. 2:07 to go in the first. Edmiston Morris 11, Skinevas 6. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Edmiston Morris girls lead Skinevas 11-6 with 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined now by Greg Bonskowski. Number 20 is Taryn Lund. She's checked into the game. Pass is knocked ahead for Haley Lund, and she's got it up and in. 7 points for Haley.
Dragons are having a little bit of a hard time against this Edmiston Morris 2-2-1 prep.
Skinevas back down the floor, and they'll kick it around and into the left corner. It's knocked away here by Taryn Lund at midcourt, and then we got a foul. With 1:42 to go in the first. And EM leading 13-6, so Lund making a nice impact off the bench. And so Edmiston Morris will have it at midcourt here with Hannah Wist. And EM leading 13-6. And Hannah will get it in to Brenna Bolton, and now to Molly Reifenberg on the left side of the floor. Brenna back to the left side here. Edmiston Morris with a nice lead, trying to increase it. They go inside for Haley Lund. Turnaround shot for her is up and good. 9 points for Haley Lund. And that makes it 15-6 with a 1:20 to go in the first quarter. Skinevas right at midcourt here trying to survive. Autumn Burton on the baseline. It gets tapped out of bounds going back to Edmiston Morris. And what has allowed EM to pull away here a little bit, Coach?
They've just increased the intensity defensively and got two quick baskets off their 2-2-1 press. And then they just have been super aggressive. And they're doing a nice job of taking the ball to the basket. I'm very impressed with Hannah Wist and her ability to distribute the ball.
Back down the floor here for EM. Pass to the interior for Haley Lund. They lost it out of bounds. It's going back to Skinevas. Coach, with a minute left in the first, what can Skinevas do to try to just get a little momentum going into the second?
They need to get a basket here. That would go a long way towards giving them some confidence.
So Skinevas up the floor. They'll get it across the midcourt timeline.
Just barely made it across before the 10-second call.
Dragons trying to get it inside to the paint. Down low. The jumper is good. That'll go a long way for Autumn Burton. She's got 5 points.
That easily could have been an and one, too. There was some contact there on that drive, but officials are kind of letting them play.
30 seconds to go in the first. It's 15-8. Edmiston Morris has it. And to the left side, here's Hannah Wist. Distributing to the right side. Brenna Bolton, a three ball is an air ball. Out of bounds, it'll stay with EM. And you wonder, a shot like that, the college floor, all the lines, does that play into it a little bit? And so EM will have it on the baseline. They'll look to get it in, and they do. We got a traveling violation there for Taryn Lund.
That was a good move. She just was too quick to make it. I think she knew what she wanted to do before she got the ball, and her feet kind of didn't go with the rest of her body.
Back down the floor with 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. They'll zip one across. Skenevis in a desperate need of a bucket here. Pulling inside. We got a foul. This is great for the Dragons as Amber Burton is fouled as she tried to take it to the rack. Foul is going to be on the floor. And so Skenevis will have it on the baseline. To the left of the hoop. And they try to get it in. It's taken away by Reifenberg. 6 seconds left. She's at midcourt. And to the right side, oh, we got a carry here on Reifenberg.
That's a tough call because that ball was deflected and tipped a couple times. I think it was the right call, but it was just unfortunate for Edmiston Morris there in that situation.
2.9 seconds left. Skenevis gets it in, a half-court heave, and it's just off the mark. As Autumn Burton probably could have taken one more step, but just heaved it, and it wouldn't go. All right, second quarter coming up. It's Edmiston Morris leading Skenevis 15-8 in the Section 4 Class D girls basketball semifinals here from SUNY Delhi. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Umphidol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umphidol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Umphidol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Before we get back into our Class D game here, I have an update from TC3 in the Class C girls game. End of the first quarter there, Green 9, Moravia 8. So we'll be keeping you up to date on that game as well. Winner of that game will get Watkins Glen in the Class C championship game. Skenevis with the ball after a turnover by Edmiston Morris. And the Dragons will have it going right to left. EM leading 15-8 as we start this second quarter. Burton with a three from the right side. It's up and good for Amber Burton. Her first shot of the game. Her first basket, I should say. 15-11 the score with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. EM with the basketball. On the right side now for Molly Reifenberg. Reifenberg, right side. She seemed to finally heat up a little bit there at the end of the first. Throwing it away here. It'll be last touch by Skenevis. It will stay with EM.
Yeah, if Skenevis can start to make some perimeter jump shots here, that'll go a long way to helping them be successful in this game.
Shot from the outside here by Reifenberg. Won't go. And then an over-the-back call here on Edmiston Morris.
20, McAdams, that's her second.
And so 7:04 to go here in the second quarter. A foul there on EM is going to give it back to Skenevis. Up another out-of-town score update for you at our next whistle as the Dragons bring it down the floor. Into the corner now looking for Burton. She's tied up there. Amber now for Autumn in the corner. Autumn back up top to Amber at the high post. The twin sisters trying to get it done here for Skenevis, and we got a jump ball underneath. A Class A score update as the Norwich girls fall in their opening sectional game to Johnson City, 58-44. So the Norwich girls conclude their season at the hands of a very good Johnson City team tonight.
I don't know why, but whenever we call a game here, people always want to check in with us to get in the game.
Yes.
Like the players, especially the team that's closest to our end of the scorers table. They always want to check in with us.
Yeah, they always come right up to the table, sit right here, and we kind of have to wave them down to the middle. I guess it's the only bad part about sitting right here courtside. Not that it's a bad thing, but it does keep us busy.
So if you heard me there, I was telling one of the Edmiston Morris players, you got to go to the middle of the table or that will get you in. I'd love to sub you in, but I don't have a horn over here.
Jump ball as Skenevis tried to get that in, and the arrow's going to give it back to EM with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. 15-11, Edmiston Morris leading Skenevis. Winner of this game will get Cherry Valley Springfield on Saturday. Right back here at SUNY Delhi. Unitego girls falling earlier in the Class C bracket. We're keeping an eye on Green as well. Shot here from Reifenberg, right side. Not enough mustard on it. It was taken away. Skenevis in transition. Autumn Burton to the hoop. Missed it. Ball is loose underneath, and Hannah Wist has got control of it, and then she's fouled. And Wist has kind of just been all over the floor tonight. Greg is passing, shooting, and definitely getting some rebounds. We'll talk about that when we come back. 6:15 to go. Second quarter, I should say. 15-11, Edmiston Morris on top of Skenevis on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here. Thanks for joining us on WCDO tonight. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, the free audio, is brought to you by SFCU, a longtime supporter of local sports here on WCDO. We always thank them for their support. EM with the ball. Wist across midcourt. Finding Reifenberg in the corner. The three in and out. And then a rebound. Going to be a foul and over the back here on Maddie Coleman. But let's talk about Hannah Wist there, Coach. You mentioned earlier you like what she's doing out there.
She just, I don't think she's taken a shot yet, but she's controlling the tempo of the game. She's given energy and effort on defense. She's distributing the ball. Like, she's having a major impact on the game, but has not really even looked at the hoop and made an attempt to score as she comes up with a deflection here, almost a steal.
It's been interesting this year because they've used her in a lot of different roles. Sometimes she's come off the bench. Sometimes she has started. She's missed a couple of games here and there. So I feel like down the stretch, they've really found out how they want to use her. And, boy, she's effective. 5:45 to go in the second quarter. EM with a 15-11 lead over Skenevis here in the sectional semifinals for girls Class D in Section 4. A three from the outside from Barrett. No, Ritten with a rebound. She puts it up and it's fouled. And Katie Ritten's going to go to the line. But another shot from the outside that I thought was going to go down for Skenevis that popped free. So this will send Katie Ritten to the line. And Skenevis is hanging around here, Coach, despite it feeling like at times that EM was in control.
Yeah, those 2 3-pointers have been big, and that's allowed them to hang around in the game. That's the third foul for Maddie Coleman here with 5 minutes and 33 seconds in the second quarter, so that could come into play as she's one of Edmiston Morris's interior players.
Second shot, the bank is open for Katie Ritten, and she puts it in. And so Coleman will have to sit. And this is where the depth of Edmiston Morris, I think, really plays a factor as head coaches Rhoda Flint and Sarah Lawrence, the co-coaches, are really able to use that depth to their advantage as they have all year. They kind of wear teams down. 5:20 to go in the second quarter. EM with the ball. Here's Bolton at the top of the key. EM is in the white uniforms with the orange and the blue trim. A pass to the right low block. Back out Bolton for three. Oh, popped in and out again for Edmiston Morris, and a rebound for Skenevis. Both teams a little cold here early in the second, coming up on 5 minutes to go in this second quarter. The Green Girls are leading Moravia 9-8. That was at the end of the first quarter in Class C action, so we'll keep you posted on that.
And again here, Hannah Wist playing great defense, making it very difficult for the Dragons even to get set up in their offensive set. She's putting pressure on the ball up there. Another almost steal at the top of the key area.
Dragons will get it in. Amber Burton in the right corner. Skenevis being patient. They go to Autumn Burton at the high post. Decides to pull it out. Five on the shot clock. Let's see how aware they are. Baseline drive is blocked. And here comes Edmiston Morris. In transition, it's Wist. Wist to the right side. Steps through it and is blocked by Autumn Burton, who was hustling back on defense and knocked that out of bounds. Well done. The student section for Skenevis was enjoying that. Wist on the inbounds finds Lund, and her shot is off the mark, and then a rebound is a jump ball, and it's going to go back to Skenevis as Julia Vunk got tied up. So Skenevis staying in it with their defense.
Yeah, staying in with their defense and timely shooting at the offensive end.
Dragons across midcourt. Here is Amber Burton now feeding one back for Carly Reed to Burton in the corner again. A little give and go. They try to work to the high post and a steal by Hannah Wist, but she gets whistled for the foul, and she didn't like that one. With 4:18 to go in the second quarter, still a three-point game. Edmiston Morris 15 and Skenevis 12.
Two shots coming for Carly Reed.
So Carly Reed to the line, a freshman starter here for this very young Skenevis Dragons squad. And her first shot at the line is up and good.
Good hit for Reed.
Nice looking foul shot there for Reed. Second one coming in a two-point game. So Skenevis was down 15-8 at one point, and they've clawed their way back in here in the second quarter. And this one is up and good for Reed. Two good looking foul shots there, and it's a one-point game. EM leading 15-14 as we come up on 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Right side of the floor here for Edmiston Morris. Now Wist will feed one for Brenna Bolton on the left side as they go left to right. Here is Bolton. And Edmiston Morris looks a little, I don't know, kind of lost on offense, I guess, as they go down low for Lund. And now, boy, they figured it out there as they score with Haley Lund. 11 points for EM. 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Dragons in the backcourt looking to push it forward. And they have it now with Sam Barrett. Barrett with a baseline drive, and she's fouled at the right low block by Julia Vunk. So this will be the fifth team foul on Edmiston Morris, so this will send Sam Barrett to the line.
Yeah, and Skenevis here will shoot two shots the rest of the way.
And so Barrett's first shot in and out at the line, and the foul shots are probably keeping Coach Burton up at night right now, as he'll want these to help close the gap a little bit for his Dragons squad. Second shot is good.
One out of two for Barrett.
So Barrett, 1 out of 2. Back to a two-point game. EM 17 and Skenevis 15. With 3.5 to go in the second quarter here at SUNY Delhi, the Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Semifinal Contest. Here's Brenna Bolton for Edmiston Morris. A runner is too strong. Tracked down here by the Dragons on the rebound. It's Carly Reed. Numbers if she can hurry. Reed to the hoop. Just missed it. And Reifenberg skies for the rebound. Here's Molly down the left side of the floor. Molly in the paint, steps through and scores. Did it herself.
Yeah, that's her game. She likes to get out in transition, and she's difficult in the open floor. So Skenevis has got to do a good job of preventing that from happening.
Reifenberg, a junior, joined the 1,000 career point club this season. And now another foul on Julia Vunk is going to send Skenevis right back to the line. And the Dragons, I believe this is their third or fourth straight trip going to the line.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job attacking the rim.
Taryn Lund will check back in, and Vunk is going to have to come to the bench. And she picked up two fouls. So you have Coleman in foul trouble, and you have Vunk, two of your bigs, in foul trouble here for EM. So this will be Sam Barrett to the line, and her first shot at the line is no good. 2:57 to go, second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. We're glad to have you along for this sectional semifinal. Winner of this game will get Cherry Valley Springfield in the championship.
One,
Barrett gets the second, so she has 5 points. and it's a three-point game. EM 19, Skadiva 16, late second quarter. EM with the ball here at SUNY Delhi, going left to right. Reifenberg pump fakes, gets in the paint. Nice pass down low, finds Taren Lund. It won't go, rolls off the front of the rim. Rebound Skenevis, but they threw it away. The outlet pass to Autumn Burton was too strong.
If they could have completed that outlet pass, it looked like they had an open lane to the hoop because Edmondson Morris didn't have very good court balance.
Straightaway three for Reifenberg is good. Swirls around and then shuffles down. Reifenberg with seven. 22-19, and then we got a jump ball at midcourt, and the arrow is going to give it back to EM.
I think Skenevis played right into the hands of Evanston Morris. They pushed the ball up, got it over half court, but then stopped in that, what we call, coaches call the dead area, because you had the sideline and half court to work as extra defenders. They got the trap, and that allowed the jump ball.
Evanston Morris taking it down low with Lund. It's knocked away. Wist comes out of there with a rebound. Back up top, straightaway shot here is off the side of the rim there for Reifenberg. It's going to stay with EM, though. And our score is being corrected up here on the board, 22-16. Edmiston Morris on top with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. I thought maybe I was seeing things there for a second when I said 22-19, but it is 22-16. And a pass down low here for Lund. Taren Lund with the shot. It won't go. Rebound for Skenevis. They'll look to bring it forward with 1:55 to go in the second quarter. Dragons in need of a bucket. Here's Autumn Burton into the paint. Stripped. Looks to pull one back out. Finds her sister Amber Burton into the far side. Pull-up jumper, a three for Carly Reed. And that makes it 22-19. See, we were just looking into the future.
They should have just left it up there.
Minute and a half to go in the second quarter. A three-point ball game here in the sectional semifinals. Wist to the high post. Finds Taren Lund. Tries to go right at the hoop. Missed the shot. Rebound Skenevis. We got a jump ball. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there. Good job by Haley Lund to get her mitts on it for EM.
Possession belongs to Skenevis.
I think the arrow is going to give it back to Skenevis here. They're double-checking at the table. And they came over to check the book. Skenevis fans not happy with that.
They just had the jump ball at the mid-court line like a minute ago.
They checked the book.
I know. But they just had the jump ball in the trap that we just talked about at mid-court, and it went back to Edmondson Morris.
Referees are going to get together here. Talk this over. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Coach. The referees usually keep it independently of the book. They can double-check.
Sometimes they do, but most of the time you go with the book. But if you know that it's incorrect.
And, yes, they are going to give it to Skenevis. So they make the correction.
That's a good job by the officials to get together and say.
Yeah, they wanted to get that right. They're still talking about it here at the table with 1:20 to go second quarter. Both coaches seem sort of satisfied.
Well, Coach Flint had that smirk on her face like she knew it was right that it should be Skenevis' ball, but she'd take it if you were going to give her the ball like any coach would.
1:15 to go second quarter, three-point game. Edmiston Morris leading 22-19. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. They go to Autumn Burton. Back out. Long three again for Carly Reed. It wouldn't go down. Rebound, Hannah Wist. Wist in transition to the right side. To the high post. Back out, Reifenberg. Straight away, three. Just a little short rebound for Skenevis. And Carly Reed, it's been her second quarter here for Skenevis as she gobbles up another rebound. To Barrett for three, left side. That's too strong. A line drive that wouldn't go. Molly Reifenberg gets that rebound, dribbles out of trouble. And will loft the pass ahead now for Hannah Wist. Wist down low for Haley Lund. Finds Taren Lund, far side, and she scores. Makes it 24-19 with 20 seconds left here in the second quarter. Skenevis trailing Edmiston Morris. Cross midcourt for Skenevis. They find Reed. Now straight away for Amber Burton. Into the corner, Barrett. That one is too far. And off the miss, Hannah Wist with a rebound with 5 seconds left. Second quarter, Wist to midcourt. Ahead for Bolton, and she's not going to get the shot off. And that'll do it. Our halftime score, 24-19. The Edmiston Morris girls are on top of Skanivas. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll get you another update on Green Moravia. And we'll be back. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lowell. Stay tuned here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
How sweet is this? SFCU's high interest share certificate rates continue. Right now, get an interest rate of 5.15% APY with a minimum balance of only $500. That's right, a super sweet interest rate of 5.15% APY. Or you can earn an even sweeter rate of 5.4% APY with a $100,000 minimum balance. And what's more, you get to pick the term, either 6 or 9 months. Your choice. So watch your money grow with a sweet share certificate rate at one of our 10 convenient branches, or open your high interest share certificate at sfcuonline.org. This offer is for a limited time, so lock in your super sweet rate today. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. SFCU, banking easier.
38200.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. We're live at SUNY Delhi. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. It's time for the Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. Call Morabito at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. Halftime score here, Edmiston Morris, girls leading Skanivas 24-19. Before we jump into our scoring summary, I'd like to give you some other scores here. In Class C, the Green girls are leading Moravia 22-17 at the half. That game is out at TC3 tonight. That's the Section 4 Class C girls semifinals. Winner of that game will play Watkins Glen on Saturday, as earlier tonight, Watkins Glen defeated Unitego 44-32. Watkins Glen is the 1 seed, Unitego was the 4. Green is the 2, and Moravia is the 3. So that's the update. Green leading Moravia at the half out at TC3, 22-17. Again, our halftime score here is Edmiston Morris 24, Skanivas 19. The winner of this game on Saturday will get Cherry Valley Springfield, who defeated South Courtright 51-41 in our 6 o'clock game here at SUNY Delhi. Scoring summary in the first half here in this game, Skanivas pretty balanced, 5 points each for Autumn Burton, Sam Barrett, and Carly Reed, 3 points for Amber Burton, 1 for Katie Ritten. Edmiston Morris on the other side, a game-high 11 so far from Haley Lund, 7 from Molly Reifenberg, then 2 apiece from Brenna Bolton, Maddie Coleman, and Taryn Lund. Greg Bonskowski with me here. Coach, back and forth. Skanivas is finding a way to hang around here. Hard to get a read on the energy and the kind of the momentum of this game. I really don't know what to make of it so far.
Yeah, I think Skanivas made a tactical mistake there at the end of the second quarter. I mean, yeah, their three-pointers, think they've made maybe 4 threes in the first half. They certainly have kept them in the game. But with about 3 minutes to go, Edmiston picked up their 5th team foul of the quarter. And then as the quarter progressed, Skanivas kept shooting threes when I felt like maybe they should have gone to the basket to try to get to the free throw line, and because every foul would have been 2 shots. And they didn't make any of those threes towards the end of the quarter there, so I felt like that might have been a little bit of a mistake. Sometimes you fall into that trap of, hey, you know, we're making threes, let's keep shooting them. And if you talk to anybody that knows me, yes, I would still shoot the three. I wouldn't drive to the hoop. But I think in that situation, they might have been able to capitalize on the fact that Edmiston Morris didn't want a foul. And it would have allowed them to get to the free throw line.
I love that the player in you says, I'd love to shoot the three. The coach in you says, time, situation, all the things that you like to go for.
And, you know, if I was coaching and somebody went to take that shot, it would almost be like a no, no, no. And then if the ball went in, it would have been, oh, great shot, just like we drew it up.
Well, a very entertaining first half here. And as I said, I'm having a little tough time getting a read on this game. So I think it should be a fun second half, and we'll figure out who will move on to take on Cherry Valley Springfield, who looked very good tonight in that other semifinal win over South Courtright tonight, which was a fun game. High scoring in terms of Addie Eckert had 30 for South Courtright, 24 for Daphne West, 17 for Bryn Whiteman. So in terms of individual scoring, that one had it all. This one a little more balanced so far, and we'll see what the second half brings us. We'll take a break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. When we come back, we'll hear more from Coach and get you started in the third quarter. Again, halftime score, Edmiston Morris 24, Skenevis 19, Section 4 Class D girls basketball semifinals tonight from SUNY Delhi here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back as we get you set for the start of the second half. 24-19 our score. Edmiston Morris on top of Skenevis. And, Coach, now you're on basketball duty here, too.
I think it's a three-point shooting contest. They want me to shoot. They got the rack out. The only thing missing is the tri-colored ball.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
the bonus ball.
The bonus ball, I was going to say. They wheeled the balls back over to us from the warm-up for the start of the second half, kind of just left them right here with us. So, all right, we're back underway. Edmiston Morris now with the ball going right to left. Molly Reifenberg, a straightaway three, just a little short. Ball tapped out and swallowed up here by Autumn Burton. And Skenevis now going left to right again. They're in the royal blue with the white and the gold trim. EM is in the all-white with the orange and the blue trim. And a pull-up jumper is good for Autumn Burton in the green paint. She scores.
A really nice drive there. Didn't force the three. Saw the opening, took advantage of it, stopped, pulled up. Nice jump shot.
Back down the floor here for Edmiston Morris. They'll kick one into the corner for Bolton, and her jumper is good for Brenna Bolton. And she's got 4 points. That makes it 26-21 with 7:05 to go here in this third quarter. Edmiston Morris on top. Skenevis with the basketball. They'll work one back up here to Autumn Burton, and the ball out of bounds.
No, we got a foul.
Wist did go flying there. Yeah, it's going to be a foul on Autumn Burton.
That'll be her second.
Excuse fouls number one, Autumn Burton.
All of a sudden, I looked to that far side, and Wist was sliding across the floor. And appears to be a little shaken up, but is okay. Wist with the basketball as EM goes right to left. Reifenberg comes off the screen. And they'll try to flip one back to Reifenberg left side. They go to the high post for Taryn Lund. Good up and under move, and she fouls. And Taryn Lund is going to head to the line here. With 6:40 to go here in the third. This will be Taryn to the line. Lund settling in here at the line, and her first shot is up and good. So Edmiston Morris with some of their bigs in foul trouble, but they're still finding a way, leading 27-21 early here, third quarter. Second shot is off the front of the rim, just a little short. Rebound for Skenevis. Feels like the Dragons are one or two possessions away from possibly tying this game up.
And it seems like every time they make a little run, Edmondson scores just to kind of give that cushion back.
Burton in the corner for three, died on the front of the rim there. Ball is loose, and we got a jump ball. Arrow's going to keep it with the Dragon off that miss from Amber Burton. 6:20 to go in the third. 27-21 our score. Edmondson Morris grows on top of Skenevis. Dragons with the ball to the right of the hoop as they go left to right. They feed one in for Amber Burton straight away. Amber into the paint. Little floater was partially blocked. Ball on the floor. And somehow Skenevis comes out of the fray with it. Amber rips one back up top to Carly Reed. Now to Autumn Burton. Off a screen and into the corner for Amber Burton. And now a straightaway three is, oh, halfway down again for Carly Reed. Popped out.
Boy, that shot looked good.
Certainly did. Hit both sides of the rim and then kind of popped up in the air with 5:50 to go here in the third. Brenna Bolton, the freshman, for three in the right corner. Popped out and out of bounds. It'll stay with EM. Both teams, I would say, struggling a little bit to shoot the three ball tonight. What do you think, Coach?
Yeah, I think that they're not used to the gym. As you said, neither team has been here in quite a while. And I also think the lines, you know, people keep saying, why do you keep talking about the lines? But I do think they play like a psychological game with the shooters.
Into the paint, Edmondson Morris with the ball. Haley Lund muscles it up. It hit the rim twice, bounced out. Second chance here for Lund, and I think we got a foul on the play. Going to be on Skenevis, on Katie Ritten, and that's tough if you're a Skenevis fan because
yeah,
we had the good angle here, and Lund was kind of giving her the business with the elbow.
That's her third, too, Katie Ritten.
And so on the baseline, Wist will rip it in, and it's knocked away by Skenevis. Carly Reed in transition, the freshman. Pumps the brakes, pulls one back out, finds Autumn Burton. Back to Reed in the corner. They're going to try to wheel it around to the far side. Burton with a little drive. Now back to Sam Barrett. Barrett inside, turnaround shot is blocked. Amber Burton was going up with it, and she's fouled, and we'll get to the line. So Skenevis again having good luck getting to the foul line.
Haley Lund, her second. She's first.
Second personal foul on Haley Lund. And Amber Burton to the line. And, boy, the shot will not go down. Team foul situation. Skenevis with three here in this third quarter. First one on Edmondson Morris. Second shot coming for Amber Burton, and that won't go. And the foul shooting has been tough here. Now a rebound and then a foul. Katie Ritten brought it down, and then she got nailed on the arm. So she'll head to the line.
And that'll be Haley Lund's third foul.
She missed two.
So again, Edmondson Morris already kind of in trouble, foul trouble with their bigs as Coleman and Vunk are on the bench for protection. And what will the coaching staff for EM do? In the meantime, another missed foul shot here for Skenevis from Katie Ritten with 5:15 to go in the third.
And the Dragons have left a lot of points at the free throw line today.
And, well, the bank is open for Ritten. One out of two there makes it 27-22 for EM. With 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Edmondson Morris with the ball, going right to left. White uniforms with the orange trim. They'll zip one into the corner. Now into the high post, intercepted by Skenevis. And Amber Burton will bring it ahead for Autumn Burton down the right side of the floor for the Dragons. Skenevis picking it up. 20 on the shot clock. They go to Amber Burton at the high post. Now back out for Autumn. And to the far side for Sam Barrett. Baseline drive shot is short. Rebound underneath for Barrett. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Ball is kicked out, and here comes Hannah Wist down the right side of the floor. 4.5 to go in the third. Wist floats one to Reifenberg. Into the paint. Molly takes it in. Shot won't go. Taryn Lund a rebound. She puts it up and is blocked by Katie Ritten. And Skenevis comes away with the ball again. Reifenberg has not scored in this third quarter, and Skenevis is trying to chip away at it with 4:10 to go in the third. Pass to the high post for Autumn Burton. Takes it inside. Oh, off the back of the rim. Second chance is up and good, and she's fouled. Katie Ritten will have a chance at the three-point play.
And that's four on Lund. Four on Haley Lund.
Wow, so Edmondson Morris gambled by leaving her in. Then she picks up her fourth. And Maddie Coleman's going to come back in, and she has three.
Well, I think they had the sub at the table, but there was never a break in action to get her out of there.
And so the foul shot is off the back of the rim. And, boy, the foul shooting woes continue, but it is a three-point game, 27-24. Edmiston Morris on top. Reifenberg coast to coast, can't finish. Coleman the rebound, and she's got it right off the bench. So Coleman puts it in, and Edmiston Morris now leads 29-24 with 3:50 to go in the third. Skenevis has it. They'll take it inside, and the pull-up jumper in the paint for Amber Burton won't go. Rebound for Taryn Lund. And now for Wist in the backcourt. She'll walk it forward with 3.5 to go in the third. Right side, Brenna Bolton back out for Wist. To the far side for Reifenberg. Boy, they're whipping that ball around. Wist to the right side. Finds Reifenberg. Pump fake. Steps in. Long two for Molly. Too much mustard on it. Rebound off the miss. Comes back out for Brenna Bolton, and she travels. And the ball will go back to Skenevis. And Edmiston Morris wants to talk it over with 3:18 to go in the third. EM leading Skenevis 29-24 on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
3:18 to go, third quarter. Edmiston Morris out of the timeout with a 29-24 lead over Skenevis. Here on WCDO, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight. Jim Tomeo is our producer back at WCDO at our studio in Sydney. We're live at SUNY Delhi. And thanks as well for joining us on WCDOsports.com. A pass inside for Skenevis is up and good for Sam Barrett. She is fouled and again will head to the line, and the fouls continue to stack up here for Edmiston Morris. It's back to a three-point game.
Yeah, Edmiston Morris switched to a 3-2 zone that possession coming out of the timeout, and Skenevis did a good job of getting the ball to the corner and then threw it inside, but again, can't seem to convert from the free throw line.
A missed foul shot. And then a foul on the rebound is going to be on Skenevis this time, giving it back to Edmiston Morris with 3:04 to go in the third, and EM leading 29-26.
And that's three on Sam Barrett.
So both sides kind of dealing with some foul trouble here. Vunk is going to come back in, and Taryn Lund to the bench. So we'll try to keep an eye on the foul situation here with 3 minutes to go in the third. Hannah Wist across midcourt. Wist left side to Brenna Bolton. Bolton, and her pass was intercepted and taken away here. Coast to coast for Skenevis. They missed the shot. Sam Barrett went in for the right-handed layup, had it knocked away. Ball out of bounds, and we'll go back to EM.
Boy, Skenevis is going to want that one back.
It looked like she was just going to lay it up and in, and it was kind of a had too much on it, I guess.
Yeah, she was kind of going too fast and had an awkward angle.
Here's Reifenberg, pass to the interior for Vunk, tied up. And the jump ball is going to keep it with Edmiston Morris. And it's turning into a war on the inside here. Going to be very interesting as both teams have some foul trouble as we get ready for the home stretch with 2:35 to go. In this third quarter, I should say. Still a whole fourth quarter to come. EM with the basketball. Reifenberg, a three, right side, pop off the front of the rim and wouldn't go. Rebound for Skenevis. Down the left side of the floor here for Sam Barrett. Boy, she might have got away with a little carry there. Officials don't call it. Right side, Carly Reed picks it up in the right corner. Inside, good ball movement. Back out a three for Reed, and it won't go down. Rebound here for Hannah Wist with 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Wist for Edmiston Morris, across midcourt to Bolton. Bolton slaps one up, back up for Reifenberg, who had a kind of a tough time catching that ball. is able to pull it down. Reifenberg, right side. Dribble drive on the baseline. Tried to kick it to the interior. Intercepted and taken away by Skinevic. Ahead now for Autumn Burton. Steps through. Burton will finish at the rim.
Nice little Euro step there by Autumn Burton to finish to bring it to a one-point game.
One-point game with 1:40 to go in the third. It's 29-28. Edmiston Morris on top of Skinevic. We'll be back on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out-of-town score update in that Class C game. Moravia has pulled ahead of Green 30-29 at the end of the third quarter. Moravia the 3 seed, Green the 2. So a really good game between Moravia and Green in the Class C bracket out of TC3 tonight. We'll keep you posted on that. Back underway here with a minute and a half to go in the third. It's 29-28. Edmiston Morris clinging to a one-point lead over Skinevic. Reifenberg, right side. Wants to take it inside. Pull-up jumper. Buckles off the side of the rim. And the ball knocked out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Skinevic. Avery Bolton has checked into the game now for Edmiston Morris. First action she has seen tonight. I think the EM coaching staff is just trying to find the combination that will work. And also, a little bit of foul trouble for several different players tonight. Skinevic with the basketball. Autumn Burton in the corner, and it's going to be a foul on EM with 1:10 left in the third.
And that's going to be on Julia Vunk, her third, but it also will be the fifth team foul. So that will send Katie Ritten to the line for the Dragons to shoot two.
And Skinevic hoping to improve their foul shooting here down the stretch, as the first one will not go. Boy, if they make foul shots, they're ahead in this game for sure. Second one coming for Katie Ritten, and she can't hit that. 0 for 2 and a rebound for EM. Dragons come away empty on that possession. And here's Reifenberg, coast to coast, and she finishes.
If you let her get the ball out in transition, she's very difficult to stop.
And then they throw it away at midcourt. And then a foul on Skinevic, on Amber Burton, with 56 seconds to go in the third.
And that'll put Edmiston Morris to the line.
So, yeah, Hannah Wisp now fouled as she stole that ball. Will head to the line with 56 seconds to go in the third. And just as you said before, Coach, every time Skinevic is just about to pull even, Edmiston Morris seems to get a bucket like Reifenberg did, and now to the line here for Hannah Wist.
But you have to be careful. You just keep letting the team hang around, hang around, hang around.
Wist's first shot is good.
And then all of a sudden, at the end of the game, when you go to make that little spurt and you don't have it, and then the other team comes down and scores, that's when you have a little bit of a lull, and no pun intended.
Lull in the action, that's right. Wist, second shot, high arcing moon ball, no violation. So they get one out of two. 56 seconds left, third quarter. EM leads 32-28. Dragons have it. Down the floor on the left side as they go left to right. Sam Barrett will work one back out to Amber Burton. Now for Carly Reed. And tried to float one over to the far side through the hands of Sam Barrett. Too tall for her. And the ball back to Edmiston Morris. EM seeming to find the recipe here that they need late in this third frame with 43 seconds to go.
Well, they've kind of turned up the defensive intensity again, just like they did in the second quarter.
Wist across midcourt. Finds Brenna Bolton, the freshman, for three. Way too strong. Rebound in the far corner brought down by Taryn Lund. Edmiston Morris holding on to it. And now we got a foul on the far side, I believe, with 26 seconds to go in this third quarter. So they blew the play dead. Is it a issue with the clock?
that the ball never hit the rim, so they needed to get the shot clock adjusted. I'm just surprised that when they blew the whistle, because it kind of seems like to me like the ball was loose and nobody really had possession
right.
of it.
Here's Wist to the right corner. I thought it had gone out maybe on the far side. Reifenberg, a jumper off the front of the rim. Bolton with a rebound. Avery got it, and then a traveling violation on Taren Lund. And that's going to give it back to Skenevis with 16 seconds to go in the third, and EM leading 32-28. Dragons will have the ball. This is eerily similar, Coach, to the Tri-Valley Championship game we did where they were trying to claw back in against Cherry Valley Springfield and couldn't quite get over the hump. A straightaway three here for Skenevis for Amber Burton won't go. Off the left side of the rim, can EM get a shot off? No, they can't, and that'll do it. Three quarters in the books. It's Edmiston Morris girls leading Skenevis 32-28. The Section 4 Class E girls basketball semifinals. We'll be back on WCDO.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody, to start the fourth quarter. A bucket is up and good for Amber Burton. Makes it 32-30. Skenevis trailing by two against the one seed, Edmiston Morris. EM with the ball. Here's Bolton, left side. Wist thought about a three but didn't pull the trigger. Goes back to Reifenberg, takes it inside, and she's fouled at the right low block. A two-point game to start the fourth quarter. Doesn't get much better than this, Coach.
No, good ball game here. It's going to be who makes the most plays down the stretch.
Seven and a half to go in the fourth quarter. It's 32-30, and here's Reifenberg to the line. Coach, maybe two keys for, well, one, you know, one for each team as we start this fourth quarter here. Reifenberg hits the first.
Well, Edmiston Morris has had success when they've tried to speed up Skenevis on offense. So defensively, I think they want to try to speed up the pace of the game. They're also very good in transition. Skenevis, I think they need to just take care of the ball and not turn it over. So advance against the pressure.
And Skenevis throws it away.
But then gets set up. So, like, they can't afford mistakes like that when they're trying to come back.
Reifenberg hit the foul shot, the first one, missed the second. Skenevis tried a Hail Mary pass down the floor and threw it away, so the ball back to Edmiston Morris.
That was one of those. It was open, but then when the coach said, hey, look, then it was covered.
Edmiston Morris leading 33-30 with 7:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Avery Bolton. A three in the corner off the bench is good for Avery Bolton. She just checked in the waning minutes of that third quarter, and a huge shot there from Avery. Makes it 36-30 with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Skenevis with the basketball, and now a traveling violation. Skenevis gives it back to Edmiston Morris. And again, every time they chip in, EM has had an answer. Here is Wist across the midcourt timeline. And Hannah will pull it out. They'll try to fire it around. Splitting two defenders. Pull-up jumper for Hannah. In and out. Rebound for Haley Lund, who's playing with those four fouls. She lost it out of bounds, and it's going to stay here with Edmiston Morris. Again, 6:40 to go fourth quarter in a 36-30 ball game. Edmiston Morris is on top. EM will get it in. And here is Hannah Wist to the high post. Finds Lund. Pull-up jumper for her. Tried to go to the bank. Missed it. Rebound for Skenevis and Katie Ritten. Ahead now for the Burtons. Here is Autumn Burton down the right side of the floor. They feed it far side. Sam Barrett for three. Yes. A three for Sam Barrett, and she's got 10 points.
Big shot there for Skenevis.
Makes it 36-33. Dragons trailing by three as we come up on 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And almost a steal there by Barrett. Instead, she gets whistled for the foul. Skenevis has really sold out on the steals up top.
That'll be her fourth.
She is fouled on number 14, Barrett.
And something to keep an eye on, that's the second team foul.
Moravia is ahead of Green, 38-33. With 4:53 left in that game in the Class C bracket. I just wanted to pass that along to you as that game a little bit ahead of ours here at SUNY Delhi. Reifenberg fires up a three from the right side, and it won't go, and then a rebound for Skenevis. Right side, little spin move, pull-up shot here for Amber Burton, won't go, and then a rebound for Hannah Wist. Wist down the right side. Try to get to the hoop, dishes one over, finds Lund. They'll kick it into the left corner. Avery Bolton for three. Too strong. And a rebound here for Edmiston Morris. Reifenberg in the paint, and she's fouled on the floor. And it feels like the pace has picked up a little bit here.
And I think that's what Edmiston Morris wants. They want the pace to be fast.
So this is going to send...
No. They called it on the floor.
Oh, it is on the floor, yes. So this will be Avery Bolton getting it in. Finds Brenda Bolton for three and just didn't have enough on it. It was short. Rebound, Skenevis. And then they travel. And again, another golden opportunity for Skenevis, and they give it back to EM. And a timeout's going to be taken by Rhoda Flint here for Edmiston Morris with 5.5 to go in the fourth. It's 36-33. EM on top of Skenevis on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Got to give a shout-out to our guy, Josh Missler from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, out there listening tonight as we have a great game here between EM and Skenevis. He's a great supporter of local sports, so a big shout-out to him. And we'll keep those Green and Moravia updates coming, as that's going to be a tight game down the stretch in Class C. We'll have a lot of boys action tomorrow. We'll talk about all that today during our postgame show. Into the corner now for Avery Bolton. A pass down low, and it's knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with EM. Starting to get to be crunch time here.
And I could hear Coach Flint in that last timeout. She was stressing to her players that they had to take better shots on offense.
Edmiston Morris throwing it away here, but it was last touched by Skenevis. Fans are really getting into it here. Oh, it was
still
thrown away.
Skenevis, but nobody touched it, so the ball goes back to where it was inbounded, but Skenevis gets it.
All right, Dragons have it. Sorry for the confusion there. As the Dragons have it, they'll bring it down the right side. Left side of the floor now for Skenevis. Again, in the blue with the gold trim, and a foul on the interior as they try to go to Autumn Burton. With 5 minutes to go in the fourth, and Edmiston Morris leading 36-33.
On number 11, Haley Lund. That's her fifth.
And that'll be Haley Lund's fifth foul here with 5:01 left in the ballgame.
Similar to the first game where Addie Eckert for South Courtright fouled out. Lund frustrated as she comes to the bench, but one of the starting bigs now fouling out for Edmiston Morris.
Hands up!
Skenevis looking to get it in. And they do to the top of the key here for Amber Burton. Team foul situation, three for Skenevis, one for Edmiston Morris here in the fourth. A three for the Dragons won't go for Lexi Keeter, who's into the game for the first time. She missed it, and right from Bergen, transition, score. Boy, when she gets that lane, she's tough.
Yep.
Reifenberg now with 12, and it's knocked away by Edmiston Morris. As Avery Bolton has made a huge contribution off the bench, was able to steal that ball back for Edmiston Morris. They lead 38-33. Live here from SUNY Delhi tonight. Wist to the far side is fouled by Carly Reed. And again, another opportunity where Skenevis got close but couldn't quite close the gap.
And I think that'll be the fourth team foul for Skenevis here with 4:25 to go. Edmiston Morris has only committed one. I think Skenevis has fallen in love with that three-pointer again. I'd like to see him attack the rim.
EM has the ball, Wist directing traffic up near midcourt. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot, but is able to dump it off to Reifenberg. But will feed one to the corner now for Bolton. Steps in, tries to go to Vunk on the far side. Can't get the left-handed layup to go. Skenevis with a rebound. Autumn Burton tries to pass one ahead. We got a timeout taken by Skenevis head coach Les Burton. 4:05 to go in the fourth. EM girls leading Skenevis 38-33 in the sectional semifinals on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Here is a Class C update for you now. 45-35. Moravia is ahead with about a minute left. So 3-seed Moravia trying to take down 2-seed Green, who has had a tremendous season, and they are champions of the MAC. We'll see how that one ends up here in just about a minute or so. Back here with 4 minutes to go. 38-33 our score. Skenevis girls trailing Edmiston Morris in the Class D semifinals live from SUNY Delhi. Skenevis with the ball. Baseline drive. Shot put up is blocked as Katie Ritten tried to get to the interior. We got a jump ball and the arrow's giving it back to Edmiston Morris.
Even though nothing quality came out of that possession for Skenevis, I did like that they tried to attack the basket. Didn't settle for a perimeter jump shot against Edmiston Morris' zone.
3:40 left as Moravia trying to put the finishing touches on that game in Class C. We'll get you a final score as soon as they have it. Edmiston Morris trying to hold on here, leading 38-33. Reifenberg for three, popped in and out again. Somehow Hannah Wist in the land of the trees gets that ball and will walk it back up to the top of the arc now and reset. EM not afraid to work a little clock. They go to Avery Bolton, but a traveling violation on her in the corner is going to give it back to Skenevis.
So no time to panic here. 3:17 left if you're Skenevis. Get something positive here. Try to get some dribble penetration, attack the rim. If they collapse on you, then you can kick it out for the three. Don't just settle for that perimeter jumper.
The Dragons with a big possession, trailing 38-33 as we come up on 3 minutes left. Skenevis into the corner. Pass down low, and there's a foul as Autumn Burton caught it at the right low block. Foul will be on Edmiston Morris.
24. Brenna Bolton, that's her first.
So that's the first foul on Brenna Bolton, but the second team foul here on Edmiston Morris. There's four team fouls on Skenevis. Dragons get it in. Little give and go, pass down low for Autumn Burton. Can't get the shot to go, and then a foul on the rebound. Also going to be, I believe, on Edmiston Morris.
Yes.
Edmiston Morris fouls number four.
So that's going to be a foul on Reifenberg.
That's her second.
Two on Reifenberg. That's the third team foul. So those are starting to add up quickly. Looks like we do have a final score. 46-37. Moravia moves on to take on Watkins Glen in the Class C Section 4 Girls Basketball Championship. That's a tough one for Green. Right corner, a three ball for Autumn Burton. Won't go down. And then on the rebound, we got another foul, this time on Skenevis.
Jackets foul is on
with 2:51 left.
Third. Chiefs fifth.
And so we're going to walk down the length of the court here. And this will be Molly Reifenberg with 12 points, a team high. We'll be stepping to the line here for EM. So Molly stepping to the line here, and foul shots have been so key in this game. Both teams have struggled at times. Reifenberg settles in, and her first shot is good.
She makes it first.
13 now for Reifenberg. That is a game high so far. Molly at the line, settling in for number two. And this one is good.
2-2.
So 14 for Reifenberg, 2:50 to go in the fourth, and it's 40-33. Edmiston Morris leading the Skenevis girls. Winner will get Cherry Valley Springfield in the championship back here at SUNY Delhi on Saturday. If it ends up being Edmiston Morris and Cherry Valley Springfield, they know each other very, very well. Skenevis with the basketball. Barrett in the corner, too strong on the three. Rebound for Edmiston Morris, and they look to wheel out of there, and they do with Reifenberg. Molly down the right side. Splits through the defense. Can't get the shot to go. Rolled off the front of the rim, but Molly heading back to the charity stripe here with 2:20 left.
Jackets foul number three, Kitty Rittner, fourth.
And so Reifenberg will settle in.
Molly Reifenberg.
Big minutes off the bench here for Avery Bolton. I've been impressed with her in the second half. Reifenberg, cash at the line. She's got 15. Starting to add up here and put a little distance between EM and the Dragons. The Skenevis have another run in them. Reifenberg again, got it. 16 for her. Timeout taken by Edmiston Morris with 2:20 left. It's 42-33. The EM girls on top of Skenevis will be back.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 2:20 to go here in this fourth quarter. Skenevis is going to have the basketball. They find themselves in a little bit of a hole again, down 42-33, trailing Edmiston Morris, the one seed against the four here. And across midcourt here for the Dragons. They'll pull one for Amber Burton in the right corner. Feeding it down low for Autumn Burton. Little give and go. Back out for Amber. In the paint, it swirls around and would not go down. Went all the way around the world and then managed to just pop back out. And a rebound now for Edmiston Morris off the loose ball with 1:50 to go. 42-33. EM trying to slow it down here. They'll pump the brakes. They go to the high post for Julia Vunk. Now to Brenna Bolton. Into the paint, steps through. Brenna puts it up. It's blocked, but she got it back to Reifenberg, and now back out to Wist. Shot clock is at 10, as that initial shot didn't hit the rim. Wist tries a jumper. It's blocked from behind, and Skenevis has got it with 90 seconds left. Autumn Burton in transition into the right corner. A three for Skenevis. Amber Burton with the air ball. A rebound far side. The basket is good, and Barrett is fouled. Good rebound there by Barrett, put it right back up, put it in, and was fouled with 1:21 left. Edmiston Morris leading 42-35 now. And so this will be Sam Barrett at the line. They need these foul shots down the stretch, and she hits. 13 for Sam Barrett, makes it 42-36.
That was a big play there for Skenevis. Keeps them within striking distance here with about a minute left.
EM trying to put some icing on the cake here. Skenevis throwing everything in the kitchen sink at them. EM with the ball. They wheel one over for Brenna Bolton. EM content to take their time. Down to a minute left. Here at SUNY Delhi. Reifenberg through two defenders. Puts it up. Blocked. And Skenevis comes away. Autumn Burton in transition. Right side. Feeds it ahead. And the layup is up and good for Amber Burton. Makes it 42-38. With 48 seconds left and a timeout's going to be taken.
Put it back to 51 seconds.
Clock's going to go back up to 51 seconds here.
Again, it's the issue of the ball goes through the basket. In the last minute of girls, the clock is supposed to stop.
So did anyone call a timeout here? Yes. Edmiston Morris did call a timeout. They'll put those seconds back on the clock, and we'll be right back with a 42-38 ball game. Edmiston Morris on top of Skenevis on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, 51 seconds left. Edmiston Morris girls lead Skenevis 42-38 here in the Class D semifinals. EM will get it in, and a stripped ball at midcourt. Reifenberg was able to get it back to the right side. Molly takes it to the hoop and scores. Just what she does best. 18 now for Reifenberg. And 41 seconds left here. Another clock. Yeah, they're going to do another fixing of the clock, and the score is 44-38. Timeout's going to be taken by Skenevis. Again, 43 seconds left. We'll take a break. It's 44-38 on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
43 seconds left and a big bucket there by Molly Reifenberg. She's up to 18 points now. Gives Edmiston Morris a 44-38 lead. Winner of this game will get Cherry Valley Springfield in the sectional finals back here on Saturday at 2 o'clock at SUNY Delhi.
And I think almost every basket Molly has scored except for that three and her points from the foul line, when she gets to that right hand in transition, you can almost put the 2 points in the book. That time when she scored there, I think she was about at the three-point line, and I was signaling to you that it was 2 points.
Skenevis will get it in, trailing 44-38. They go left to right. They have the ball in the paint. A pass down low, up off the side of the rim for Sam Barrett. No good. We got a jump ball on the rebound. Arrow's going to keep it with the Dragons with 31.7 seconds left. And on the baseline, Skenevis will have it with Autumn Burton. She'll look to put it in. Gets it into the right corner. Here for Sam Barrett. A three for Sam is good. 16 for Barrett. It's 44-41. 28 seconds left. We got a timeout taken here.
No, you got a foul.
Got a foul, too. I really thought Rhoda took a timeout there.
She wanted to, but
got the foul first.
Edmiston Morris inbounded it so fast, and then Skenevis fouled right away.
And this will send Reifenberg to the line. So Reifenberg has 18 with 27 seconds left. Edmiston Morris leading 44-41. Reifenberg cannot get the first shot to go. Second one coming. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Thanks for listening tonight online as well, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Second chance here for Reifenberg. And got that one. 19 now for Reifenberg. Coach and I will keep it right here with 27 seconds left in a 45-41 ball game. And now the age-old question, Coach. If you're Skenevis, again, you're down 45-41. Do you feel you need to try for the three early?
No, because it's a two-possession game. It's not like it's a one-possession game where you make a three and it's tied. So even if you make the three, you're still going to have to foul. I think in this situation, you've advanced the ball, you set up a play, you try to get the best quality look you can, you try to get going downhill to the basket, especially because you have the opportunity to maybe get fouled even if you don't make the shot. Then the clock stops, and that's your friend if you're on offense. And then if they collapse on you and you have to kick out, you might get the three. But either way, the clock is going to stop, and you're going to have to foul to try to get, if you don't get a steal on the inbounds, you're going to have to foul to try to get the ball back.
We've also seen in tonight's game that both teams have been inconsistent at the foul line. So I think if you have to foul in a certain situation here, the odds might be in your favor tonight.
But you want points however you can get them here if you're Skenevis.
All right, so Skenevis will have it in front of their own bench going left to right. So they're in their own offensive end. Pass down low for Autumn Burton. Puts it up, and it rolls off the back of the rim. Edmiston Morris with a rebound. Reifenberg somehow went in there and got that ball. And she's fouled with 19 seconds left. And the foul is going to be on Amber Burton, so she will foul out. How did that ball not go in? It just seemed to hang on the back of the rim.
Kind of went from the right-hand side, rolled around the back, and just it felt like it was going to fall in, but just fell off to the left side. And got to give Reifenberg credit. She was there to get the rebound.
So Molly back to the line with 19 points. Reifenberg will settle in, and oh, boy, hit the front of the rim, the back of the rim, and then fell out. So it wouldn't go. Reifenberg settling in for shot number two. With Edmiston Morris leading 45-41, make it 46-41. Timeout Skenevis. Reifenberg's up to 20. We'll keep it here. Again, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. It's been a fun night here at SUNY Delhi in the Section 4 Class D Girls Semifinals. Let's pass along some final scores. CVS wins 51-41 in the other Class D semifinal. So they defeat South Courtright. Unitego girls fall to Watkins Glen 44-32, so their season is complete. Moravia girls, Top Green, 46-37. And a little bit of a surprise for me, I did think that Green, as the two seed, could really make some noise there, but they fall in the semifinal. And then our score here, 46-41, with 19 seconds left, EM, the one seed, on top.
I got to tell you, I'm impressed. I mean, I've been broadcasting games with you for a while, and you just rattled off those first three scores without even looking at anything. I mean, a lot of people pick on me sometimes because I have a photographic memory sometimes for games, and I can tell you the play-by-play from a game that was, you know, 7 years ago, but you just rattled off all those scores without even looking.
I don't know. Sometimes these numbers just, they stick in my head, yeah. I see them so many times every night that once I get one in there, it just tends to stay. 16 seconds left, fourth quarter. Skenevis out of the timeout. They're going to have to try to get a shot off quickly. A step back long two is an air ball on the left side, and then Reifenberg, another rebound. And we got a jump ball, but the arrow is going to go to EM. And Rhoda wants another timeout here for Edmiston Morris with 8 seconds left. They lead 46-41.
So not very often that you have this situation, but we will not have another stoppage of the game because both teams are out of timeouts.
Well, we were saying before that they had saved a bunch of them. Well, they used them all here at the very end.
The popular coaching saying that you can't take those timeouts home with you.
So if EM is able to hold on, they will have a chance to play Cherry Valley Springfield again back here on Saturday. CVS was the four seed in the league playoffs and upset one seed Edmiston Morris at their place at ECS.
Yep.
And then CVS went on.
By a score of 57-52.
Oh, I was going to have you let me guess.
Ooh. They played way back on November 29th as well. First game of the year at the Lawrence, the Pat Grasso tournament. What do you think the score was there?
Cherry Valley and Edmiston played the first league game of the year, not in the Grasso, though.
Oh, it was the first league game, okay.
Yep.
Score?
I don't remember. Edmiston Morris wins, but it's like in the 30s, if I remember correctly.
We'll have to come back
to that. We'll come back to that as Edmiston Morris gets it in. Avery Bolton with 6 seconds left gets it to Reifenberg. Skenevis is going to run out of time here. We're down to 1.3 seconds left. And good job by EM there to just kill off about 5 seconds. And this will send Reifenberg right back to the line. And so Molly to the line. Everybody else for EM is going to head off the line and walk back. And so Reifenberg now can just increase her total as she misses the first one here. That's the broadcaster's curse. Stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Second shot, Reifenberg got it. 21 for Reifenberg, and that is going to do it. Skenevis comes up a little short, and one seed, Edmiston Morris, moves on with a 47-41 victory here over Skenevis. Postgame show coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. One seed Edmiston Morris girls defeat four seed Skenevis 47-41 to advance to the sectional final on Saturday. And time to go through our final stats and do our awards here. First, we'll do the scoring summary for Skenevis. A team best 16 points for Sam Barrett, followed by 9 from Autumn Burton, 7 for Amber Burton, 5 for Carly Reed, and 4 for Katie Ritten. On the other side for Edmiston Morris, a game-high 21 for Molly Reifenberg, 11 for Haley Lund, 4 apiece for Brenna Bolton and Maddie Coleman, 3 for Taryn Lund, 3 for Avery Bolton, and 1 tonight for Hannah Wist. All right, Coach, time to get into our three awards to wrap up our doubleheader broadcast here tonight. And we will start off with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We'd like to go with a game-high 21 from Molly Reifenberg. Seems like every time they needed a bucket, she really got it done.
Yeah, she does a really good job, especially in transition like we talked about. She gets to that right hand in the open floor. She's awful difficult to stop, and she's capable of making outside shots. She didn't shoot a lot tonight because she didn't have to, and then she's capable of getting to that free throw line on her drive to the hoop, so difficult matchup for anybody that has to play against her.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams on WCDO. We wanted to go with Hannah Wist tonight. She probably also could have gotten all-purpose, but didn't leave the floor and just was super tough and was just everywhere, it seemed.
Yeah, I mean, she's the type of kid, she didn't do a lot of stuff that would show up in the box score, but she's the type of kid that you'd want on your team if you were a coach. She was the floor general out there on the court. She got them organized. She got them set up. She played defense. She seemed to come up with every loose ball or rebound whenever they needed it, just always in the right spot, always directing her teammates where they needed to be, and just the type of kid that any coach would take on their team. She makes plays that win basketball games.
Lastly, tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We'd like to go with 16 points tonight for Sam Barrett. Seemed to be very timely hitting shots, big rebounds, did a little bit of everything for the Dragons.
Yeah, she also was pivotal on defense as well. She seemed to be getting her hand in the passing lane, especially on the passes that went across the top of the key area. Also made some key shots to keep Skenevis within striking distance, but it just wasn't their night. But got to remember, they don't really, they have one senior on the roster, so successful season for them, and I'm sure they'll be right back in sectional play again next year.
I think Skenevis surprised some people this year, an appearance in the league championship in the Tri-Valley, a trip to the sectional semifinals, a young team. Kudos to Skenevis on a great season for sure. But we have our rematch of Cherry Valley Springfield, the 2 seed, and the 1 seed Edmiston Morris in the sectional finals, and I think we'll be here on Saturday, Coach.
Okay. Did you want to take a guess at that score way back on November 29th?
Okay. I got something in my head. Ready? CVS wins 36-29.
Ooh, you're so close.
How close?
CVS wins 34-22.
Oh, wow. I knew it was very low scoring. And it was tough right off the bat because I think Edmiston Morris surprised some people. CVS was coming in after winning the league the year before and getting to the sectional final. I think everybody thought, oh, yeah, CVS. Yep. They lost their first two league games of the year. And everyone was like, what's going on with CVS? They battle back to get the 4 seed in the league championship, and they get there. They win the title, and now here they are in the sectional finals. Just took them a while to figure it out.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll talk about this on Saturday, but they also were trying to figure out how to play without Jolene Lusk in the middle there at both ends of the floor. So the other matchup that they had was on February 7th, like you said. That was at Edmiston in the Tri-Valley playoffs, and Cherry Valley Springfield was able to defeat Edmiston Morris 57-52.
I was at that game. Great back and forth. If we have that type of game on Saturday, it'll be must-watch basketball. If you can, get over here to SUNY Delhi on Saturday. The girls' game is now set. That will be great. The boys' semifinals are tomorrow, and we will have two great games here. Skenevis boys against Edmiston at 6 o'clock, and then 7:45, I think, must-see basketball. Morris boys taking on South Courtright. We'll have both of them for you here on WCDO, in case you can't make it over the hill. But two good boys' games tomorrow, and then we'll have a girls' and a boys' championship for you on Saturday.
Well, thanks again for having me, and thanks for all you do for our local high school athletics.
Thank you, Coach, and a big thank you to the guys back at the WCDO studios. Jim Tomeo is our producer, and a big day for Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens, and Rob Ray. We had technical issues. We figured everything out. We were looking for every piece of equipment we own at the station. We made it work. We'll make it work tomorrow. But a big thank you to those guys for all their help today to help us get on the air here tonight. We appreciate that. So final score again, 47-41. Edmiston Morris defeats Skenevis. And the sectional final for the girls will be EM against CVS. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night. We'll see you back here tomorrow on WCDO Sports.
Tri-County forecast.
Tonight, cloudy skies, showers likely, low around 50. On Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms possible. Cloudy skies, the high 60 to 65. Wednesday night, rain changing over to snow showers, the low around 20. On Thursday, partly sunny, chance of snow showers in the morning, the high around 30. Friday, mostly sunny, and the high 45 to 50. You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO at FM 101, AM 1490, and 92.3 FM in Norwich.